Blog Talk Radio.
K100Radio.com. What's happening? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show again. 347-934-0966. And we're live again for another Direct Line interview, man. You know what we do over here at K100 Radio with our Direct Line interview series. We bring people on live on the air. It's mostly artists, producers, and DJs and stuff like that that's involved in the music industry. Of course, we have had sports people. We had businessmen, political people, politicians, and stuff like that. Models, porn stars. We've talked to a lot of different people. But our Direct Line interview series is basically our segments where we actually bring someone and have a direct conversation with them, a live one-on-one chat about them and whatever they got going on. So today, without further ado, we're going to bring Jay LaVita on the line. Jay LaVita on the line. What's up, homie? Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping with you?
What up, man? What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Welcome to the show. And we want to let you formally introduce yourself to the broadcast in a second. We'll give them a background check on you quick, though. R&B artist representing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I read your bio and everything, and, you know, about you coming up and, you know, performing for your family for the holidays and stuff like that.
It's a couple things
I want to bring up in a minute, but I'll go ahead and let you just introduce yourself to the broadcast real quick, and then we'll jump into everything that we're going to get into. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right, man. It's your boy, Jay LaVita, singer-songwriter, representing Star Media Group. Been doing this for years, man. I'm in Miami right now. Got a show tonight. This is what I do. This is what I live for.
Absolutely. And I know it was kind of we didn't know if we was going to be able to get this interview done because they was like, well, he's got a show. He's on the road. He's going out of town performing. And that right there should let people know that you're grinding, because it's a lot of artists that's doing music, you know what I'm saying? They don't even get a chance to perform in their own city, let alone catching flights, going out of town, performing. Where are you performing at tonight down there, by the way? What's going on down in Miami?
I'm gonna be at Cafe Iguanas. It's gonna be myself, Colonel Lau, and I got a late tip that's supposed to be an MMG takeover too, so hopefully we see Maybach Music in there too.
Word. Shout out to
Colonel. That's gonna be at Cafe Iguanas.
Word. Shout out to Colonel Lyle. He's a good dude. I met him before the song took off, before California took off. It was early part of last year. I met him at an event in Atlanta called Making It Magazine's Music Monday event, and I met him. He was the featured artist, and it was crazy. We was playing the music. He's a good dude, and we was playing the song, of course, over here at K1's Radio, you know, before it picked up on, you know, FM radio, before it took off. And, you know, he always showed love, and, you know what I'm saying, gave respect about the fact that we was playing the music, you know what I'm saying, long before it got to be a national hit. So shouts out to him.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing that you're going down there to rock the stage. So I got a couple of things to ask you. In my Direct Line interviews, you know, I kind of get direct and to the point. That's why we call it that. No chaser, no BS. So I'm going to jump into it with LaVita. All right, as an R&B artist right now, the first question I got to ask is going to lead me into a couple other ones. It's kind of like my segue. What do you honestly feel about the state of R&B right now? Not just in America, but in the world. Now, I'm going to go into some other stuff in a second, but just before, I'm going to preface it with this basic question. What do you feel about the state of R&B? Do you feel like R&B is resurging, making a comeback, or is it still on the downward slope that many have said for like the past maybe 10, 15 years? What do you feel?
One thing I'll say, I don't think R&B ever left. I don't think it ever went anywhere. I think, you know, people always love something with a melody, you know what I'm saying? So R&B always been there. I think the essence, like the essence of R&B, you know, like the old school, like Joe Thomas and the R. Kelly sounds and all that stuff, I think that's kind of disintegrated because there's so much hip-hop now. Like, there's so many rappers, and hip-hop is, like, such, you know, the it factor right now that we kind of had to change the way we do our R&B to more towards hip-hop, you know what I mean? So now people don't really put us in a category as a singer anymore. It's kind of just, like, incorporated with the hip-hop and the rap side. I mean, but the singers has always still been there. You know what I mean? So I can't say it's making a comeback because everybody needs a singer on the hooks and stuff. So it's always been there. But I definitely think it, the essence of it, you know, like the root, you know, and what it was always about is gone. I think that needs to come back.
All right. So there is a lot of stuff going on and rumbling and bumblings about the quote-unquote takeover of non-black artists in the R&B genre. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be right now, the shining example will be Adele. You know what I'm saying? You do have a lot of and you're Justin Timberlake's. How do you feel about, here's my thing. I had a very, very long discussion. I did a blog about it, and I did a long, you know, of course, I've lost track of how many social media back and forths I've had about this particular subject, about the white artist who is R&B, who always seems to outsell the black artists if they have music. No matter how they're good, if they're decent, they're going to always outsell. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about, do you feel like there's a sinister, not push to push white artists in R&B, and is there like a form of a takeover? Or do you feel like, hey, listen, artists are just making good music and they happen to be white, and it's more white people in the world, so more white people are buying it. What do you feel about that?
A sinister takeover? I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think, for one, I think us as black people need to do better at supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say, you know, but I feel like black artists don't get the treatment that maybe some white artists get. So maybe, you know, that
from,
you know,
the label,
it kind of from the labels, yeah, exactly.
From the label, I want to be clear, from the labels, media, or from fans, like which aspect of that are you talking about, or all of it?
From I would say all of it. You know, honestly, we don't really get. I feel like when an artist gets on, they're kind of like left to make their own name, and then like when an artist like a Sam Smith or somebody like that gets on, it's made such a big deal because it's something new. It's like, oh, you know, this white singer sounds like a black singer. This is so different. You know what I mean? But when he's really doing, he ain't really doing nothing different. It's just the fact that he's white. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Here's my thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's my thing. Here's my thing, Jay. A lot of people try to akin, and over here, we play more R&B than you're going to hear on most quote-unquote urban internet radio stations or just urban stations, period. You know what I'm saying? We play about 70%. We play about 70% hip-hop and 30% R&B, and that's a larger balance than a lot of stations right now. You know what I'm saying? Of course, more hip-hop is made more because it's easier to make and it's churned out quicker. So we just play more of it by default, by the numbers. But we play a lot of R&B. And here's the thing: our argument with us having a real large hip-hop following, the contrast is always same thing Eminem did, but here's what you just said that's significant. Eminem came out and did something literally vocally extraordinary. You feel me? He was vocally
absolutely with his wordplay,
right? His wordplay and his image and his attitude and everything. It was different. It wasn't nothing else like that. The difference between R&B, I feel, is you're right. They aren't doing anything different than a whole bunch of equally and better talented black R&B artists are doing. That's where I feel like the difference between R&B, you know, I don't like using Eminem because he came out and he really did something different and extraordinary, whereas Adele can
absolutely
sing, she can sing, but there are so many other black artists that can sing just as good and who have songs that are frankly better than Hello and who can't sell a million records in a week span. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so I again, I want to put I would lay most of the blame, honestly, bro, and maybe you can disagree or agree with me. I would lay most of the blame with the fan. Because at the end of the day, people can tell you and play whatever, but at the end of the day, you have to make a conscious effort to go out and actually click buy on a link and click share.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's
absolutely
that's a black people thing. And I see a lot of R&B artists. You know, have you seen Tyrese's rant about this? And I brought it up because he's a crooner. You know what I'm saying? And he had he went on a kind of a tirade about it. And I said the next R&B artist that I interview, which is you, you know what I'm saying, on the air, I'm going to make sure I bring a particular topic, you know what I'm saying, and see what they think about it. You know,
I did see that because he was talking about how his song, it was like, I think a song didn't, that was number one and he didn't get like any recognition for it or something like that.
Right. And let's look at it like this. Here's another thing. He was upset that it wasn't getting a certain amount of play in certain stations, and it wasn't getting as much rotation in certain stations, and he was complaining about it. He was saying in the same breath that he was saying it's because he's black, it's because it's because he's black and not white that he wasn't getting as much play on certain stations. Mm-hmm. I could turn around and say, well, you know, Tyrese, we've been playing your music over here at K100 Radio way more than we've been playing any of the other artists that you're upset about, but we haven't had the opportunity to get you to come over here and do an interview on our broadcast either, and we've reached out. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a great point. You gotta start somewhere.
I could take the same stance and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Just like you're saying, the people aren't supporting the good music from black artists. I could say, well, you're not supporting the black mediums that are supporting the good music. It goes round and round.
That's real.
You know?
Absolutely.
So anyway, on to the next subject. Again, direct line interview, www.k100radio.com, 347-934-0966. We're live right here with Jay LaVita, R&B artist. He's going to come up. He's got a song with Fred the Godson that we're getting ready to play. Actually, we got two songs by Yellow. We're going to play right here, and we're going to play Put You On. What does that say? Put You On.
Yeah.
That right? Yeah, that one. We're going to play the one with Fred the Godson. We're going to probably play that one first, and then we'll play the other one right here after that. But tell me, how's your career going as an independent artist right now? How do you feel right now your grind is going? Is everything working for you? What do you got going on that's really popping up? We don't know about that. We should know about K100 Radio.
Yeah. The way it's going right now, man, I honestly have no complaints, yo. Like, I have the best team, and I've been with other labels, and the one thing I notice about other labels is that, like, they're around for the end result. They don't want to be by your side through the journey. And, like, these guys, I mean, I talk to these guys every day.
Right.
And, they're always supportive. So, like, the momentum we're making just from being such a strong unit
is
crazy. And people see that all of our work ethics is equal. So, like, they want to be a part of that. And from that comes everything. I mean, people want to, you know, set up these shows, put me on magazines, get me on these radio interviews, and even get on songs, you know what I mean? Because they believe in it. They believe in it because we make it believable. You know what I mean? There's no doubts here. We know we're going to win. And we've been winning so far, and I honestly have no complaints. You know what I mean? So
the level of importance that you will put on your supporting cast and your label, and maybe, I don't know if it's a label or management team, or is it both? Sometimes they're all combined in the same thing on the indie level often.
Yeah.
You would put that, how, if you had to rank your actual work ethic as an artist, the actual work and the songs and the music that you're creating, and juxtapose it with how much the support from your team has mattered in your career going to where it's at right now, which one would you say is, I don't know, the most influential or was more responsible, the music or the team?
The team, because I always said to myself, if I had the right team to support my work ethic, the machine would be ridiculous. You know what I mean? Because I work. I've been recording myself and writing since I was in fifth grade, and I haven't stopped at all. You know what I mean? So that's what I do. So if I have the people that can support that, you know, and help me move that, you know, if it's game over. And that's exactly what it's been. Like, we hit the ground running, you know what I mean? So, and we've been rocking for a short period of time, and we made a lot of noise in this little bit of time we've been rocking. So it's only going to get better.
So how did you end up meeting the label that you're with now? How did you meet him? Where'd you meet him at?
I met him. I was writing for somebody that they were looking at. I was a writer for one of the artists they were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just fell into the point where it was like, yo, you're dope, and I like your work ethic. You know, you do exactly what we ask of you. We want to fool with you and see, you know, and see where we can go with it. And it kind of started off, you know, just as a relationship. And then the trust came, the trust built. They did everything they said they was going to do. I did everything I said I would do. And, you know, we just made it official. We had to. It was too perfect.
Right. Let me ask you this. This is also something that is a hot button topic over here at K100 Radio, you know, with me dealing with so many independent artists and this being a broadcast who, you know, really, really taps into that market, R&B and hip hop wise.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about showcase open mics? Do you do a lot of those as an R&B artist? You know, I notice a lot of times here in Atlanta with the R&B artists, they tend not to do them as much because it's a lot of times R&B artists are like, you know, open mics is just not what's popping and they can't get discovered there. Although I would beg to differ, I've seen people get discovered at showcases and stuff before. I know two artists who are very famous now who actually got discovered at showcases here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You know, they actually got introduced to the label because somebody just happened to be there. It was a while ago, but it has happened. How do you feel about doing showcases and stuff like that? Because a lot of R&B artists are so against it. And I can understand why, because a lot of them kind of be scammy a little bit. But, you know, sometimes they can be beneficial. Do you do a lot of those, and how do you feel about them?
I think if you think you don't need to do that, I think that's a horrible way to think. You know what I mean? Because even if it's an open mic and you ain't getting no reward from it, you're gaining the fan base. And I think you need to do as many open mics that you can do, because word of mouth is like one of the main keys of marketing. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there and you believe in yourself and you can make that noise, an open mic can turn into, you don't know who in that crowd. You know what I'm saying? So that could change your whole circumstance. And showcases, as far as showcases, like you said, a lot of them are scams. I think you just got to be smart. You know what I mean? I lost a lot of money on showcases, man, I've been screwed over a lot. But I think there's some out there that are definitely beneficial, and I think you just need to know, you got to be smart about it. But you need to do showcases, and you need to do open mics for sure. That's something, if you say you don't need to do that or you feel you shouldn't do it, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I meet a lot of R&B artists who are vehemently alike, and I'm not doing that. It's like, all right, so my brain, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so how are you going to build up the buzz to get booked for the paid show that you feel like you think you deserve? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But some people look at it like, okay, I'm just going to sit back, work, write, put out projects, whatever, and then when I get on, I can, because I'm on the radio or whatever, then I can charge you whatever. And that has happened. Listen, honestly, I'm pretty sure you can say this too. There are a lot of people who music I hear who I've never seen live, right? On the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people in music who you know of and you've never seen them live. You've never seen them at an open mic. And at this point, you may pay because you heard of them on a big medium first. Now, the question is, how did they get to that big medium? You know what I'm saying? But
again,
it can be that way. But I just see a lot of R&B artists who are just really not trying to do them. And it's kind of perplexing. I'm going to go ahead and get into the music. Kind of perplexing to me. I don't understand it. But then again, I meet some of them. A lot of them don't like it because I know some R&B artists who have bands and they have a certain kind of way they want to perform, and they just don't feel comfortable with the DJ and the CD, and it's just all, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't feel like an R&B. And I can get that. I get that part of it because they're real R&B
artists. I get that too.
I don't know. I don't know.
But
anyway.
But even with that, like, whenever I do an open mic or a showcase or something, I always show up early so I know what I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can always set up your band and all that. You know, it's nothing. You just got to be on point with it.
Right, exactly. You just got to, it's called work. It's called scouting. It's called,
exactly.
You know, I mean, a lot of them be like, you can't even get a, you can't even get a mic check, or you can't even get, you know what I'm saying, you know, beforehand and everything.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, well, it's, yeah, you know, it's not a concert. You know what I'm saying? Just do you.
Exactly. And you're going to be in places you never know what's going to happen. You could be at the biggest show of your life and something can go wrong, or you can get something that mess up something. You know what I mean? You got to learn how to work with it.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go into the music. The first joint we're getting ready to play by you is Put You On featuring Fred the Godson. How'd you come up with this collaboration? You know what I'm saying? How'd you end up running across him and making this work?
My people, I think they're actually in Atlanta. They sent me a couple beats, and out of that beat stood out to me, and I just zoned out. Honestly, I zoned out. I didn't even write half of the song. It was all off top. It just spoke to me. So as soon as I got done recording, I sent it to my manager, and he was like, "Yo, this song is dope." He was like, "Well, we definitely need a rapper on here." So I was like, "I'm with it." I was like, "Who you got in mind?" And he was like, "I got a relationship with Fred, so let me give Fred a call." He gave Fred a call, and he was like, he hit me back and was like, "Yo, send me the song again, and I'm going to send it to Fred." And Fred had the song back in less than 24 hours. It just came together.
Word. That means he was feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people just today don't understand that. Sometimes you can get stuff done when you just have a dope record. Like, a lot of times, I've seen it, and people are like, I've seen major artists on No Names, and it was like, I've sat in sessions, and I've seen it where a major artist was literally just happened to be the next session up, and that artist was wrapping up his session that he scrounged to get done at Patchwork.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who scrounged up the money to get this one song recorded at Patchwork, and the next artist was coming in and heard that song. He was like, "Yo, I like that." And he was, and the artist was like, "Man, you want to get on it? I don't care." And he literally went in the booth and semi-freestyled a song that a lot of people know, and they don't even know that's how that song happened. You know what I'm saying? They don't
that's
even know.
Crazy.
And I was sitting right there.
It makes sense, though.
It was.
It makes sense, because if that record blow up,
yeah,
they got parts on it.
Yeah, they got parts. I mean, of course, you know, a veteran's going to get their pub, and, you know, it could bring them some performance opportunities and stuff down south where they wasn't popping, because the artist was actually a northern artist. And the young indie coming up, he was, you know, Atlanta born and bred, you know what I'm saying? And the song ended up working, and it got some play, you know? But we're going to go ahead and jump into this joint. Tell me about this Put You On featuring Fred the Godson. What's the song about? And we're going to go ahead and run it.
Yeah, it's the boy Jay LaVita. Digital Beats on the production. Fred the Godson on the feature. Look out for the video dropping in the next couple weeks. Put You On, let's go.
Let's get it, man. K100 Radio premiere. We're live for a direct line interview with Jay LaVita. This is new joint Put You On featuring Fred the Godson. You heard it here first. Let's go. K100 Radio.
You came, 'cause I can show you a few things if you let me. Shorty says she new to the city, riding with the top down, got a hand blowing while we cruise to the city, and she still looking pretty. Speeding back to the crib, doing around one city. You know what it's headed for, so baby, hop out the Savannah door. 'Cause as soon as we hit the door, I'ma put you on. Baby girl, that body too legit. She brought it to me like a stewardess, and I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong, so go ahead and lay your head down and let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong, so go ahead and lay your head down. Let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on.
Afternoon, tell her some things. A little brother, I can sell her some things. Have you in designer, Chanel and them things. You'll be so happy like Pharrell when he sings. My presentation vacation. Last girl slacked on the job. My doctor, stay patient. Just sitting there. You used to the washing set. Lean back now, rim me hair. Brazilian, etc. Last boy kept upsetting her. Well, Fred, I'm a Pisces, no one rhyming like me. My neck and my wrist look like Italian ice. Wife, you got one, mistress, you the right one. Let's ride through the light till the night come. A boyfriend good and gone. Frederico, Jay LaVita, put on.
Stop. Baby girl, that body too legit. She brought it to me like a stewardess. And I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on.
They far from me, big distance. You might yell switch like a snitch, you could tell in an instant. Baby, get a bottle, make you feel like an infant. Friend to God, from me to her. Black card, red star media. Her last ball good and gone. Gordo, Fredigo, AJ, put on.
Shorty said she's new to the city. Riding with the top down, got her hair blown while we cruise to the city. And she's still looking pretty. Speeding back to the crib. Doing around 150. You know what it's hitting for. So baby, hop out this Aventador. Cause as soon as we hit the door, I'ma put you on. Baby, got that body too legit. She brought it to me like a stewardess. And I'ma give her what she came here for. She said the feeling's alright. Well, I know it ain't wrong. So go ahead and lay your head down. And let me put you on. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. Baby, let me put you on. Yeah. She said the feeling's alright.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh yeah. That was a dope cut. We're live right now for a direct line interview with the homie Jay LaVita. We got another one coming up, but that joint right there, featuring Fred the Godson. Yeah. Instant rotation. K100radio.com. 347-934-0966 if you want to holler at Jay LaVita before he goes. Yo, I like that record, homie. Welcome to the broadcast again. We got the homie on the line. Follow him on Twitter at Jay LaVita, J-A-Y-L-A-V-I-T-A, at J-A-Y-L-A-V-I-T-A. That's on Instagram, too. That's his IG, too.
Let him know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yo, that record was dope. Very, very, very nice record, homie. We rocking with it. I'm putting that in rotation over here, so just know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. You know. It's a dope record, you know what I'm saying? So, one or two more questions, and we'll play the last song. We got to get ready to get up out of here. I know you're out of town. I know you got a lot of stuff to prep. I don't want to hold you up. I know you're down there working and everything, so we don't want to make this thing go longer than it has to. And I appreciate you taking the time to call in. You're out there on the grind.
No doubt.
The collaboration that you did, I'll go ahead and just jump into that question because I kind of wanted to ask you early, but I do it now since we just played that dope record. The collaboration between the hip-hop artist and the R&B artist, you know what I'm saying, now seems to be, to me, I'm going to tell you honestly, just me personally, just me the guy, you know what I'm saying, that's always been my favorite kind of music. Like, I love boom bap hip hop. I'm a 90s golden, golden era kind of junkie. I've always loved when rappers and singers get together on songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whether it's One More Chance, All You Need, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know, any one of Pac records, How Do You Want It, whatever. I love when a dope ass song hook and dope bars meet over a dope track. That is my favorite kind of record. Now, with you being earlier, we talked about the way R&B is right now, and you admittedly said that now it's more kind of rap, kind of more like rap. You know, it's kind of leaning more towards that. Do you feel like, would you push a true R&B soulful record, or would you rather, I know that's your single right then and you're coming out like that, but would you actually invest time, promotion, efforts in a true R&B single right now at this point in your career as an indie? Or do you feel like that song right there, which is dope, is what you're going to need to take your top?
I think I could definitely do it, like, you know, a true soulful record. I think it's just about making a hit, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, I think why that kind of music is not received is because of who it's being delivered by. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, a lot of artists have their time. They have their space where, you know, they were the it factor. You know, so now, like, I feel like if myself or August Alsina or Chris Brown was to make a song like that, it would be received because it's their time. You know, and years from now, it may not be because it ain't their time no more. You
right.
know what I mean?
I feel you.
But who
in the game right now do you feel is someone, not that you want to mimic, because I don't want people mimicking anybody. I want people to do them. But right now, I know you just mentioned Chris Brown and August Alsina, and those records are in the lane of stuff that they drop. You know what I'm saying? Right now, who in the game mm-hmm. that feel isn't popping to the point where it's a known name, but you really like their music right now, that you really dig?
Right now, my playlist, my R&B playlist, is definitely is Justin Bieber, August Alsina, Chris Brown, Jeremiah, you know, my homies out L.A., Black Tuxedo, who actually produced my next record as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was waiting for
like you said too. I love.
I was waiting for a name. I was waiting for a name I hadn't heard of. So the Black Tuxedo. I never heard of him. So I heard of everybody else.
Yeah.
I know all those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't have too many. I mean, I honestly don't listen to that much of mm-hmm. other people's music. I don't really like to do it too much. I don't want to saturate, like, myself. I don't want to start sounding like other people.
Right.
So I try to, I mean, I listen, but I don't try to listen too much. So.
Nah, I feel you. I mean, I had this conversation with an artist a while ago, and I said, man, you don't really understand that especially when you're in the creative mode, like when you're actually in the recording mode and you're working on a project. I came from the artist, but I'm an artist myself and I'm producing myself, so I came from that background. That's where I came before I even started mm-hmm. doing this for years. That's mostly what I was. I've been an artist and a producer longer than I've been doing radio. And mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, you know, when I'm in that mode and I'm actually recording, I try to stay away from listen to a lot of music because it just tends to bleed over into your stuff kind of subconsciously sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Yeah, you can feel yourself humming. You know, as a producer, you can feel yourself humming some beat that you think you've heard or you think it's original, but actually you slick heard it somewhere else before. And you know what I'm saying? By
yep.
the time you're done with the track, you're like, ah, it kind of sounds like, you know, something else.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
It's important that people understand that part about the creative process of making music. Now, this next song that we got, tell us about Right Here, and we'll get ready to run this one, and we'll let you go.
Shout out to my homies Black Tuxedo in L.A., and congratulations to them. They just got some new records on Chris Brown's new album, Royalty. But they sent me over a couple tracks to choose from, and that beat spoke to me, and that's just one of them records that you just lock in on and you just know it's going to be something. You know what I mean? And it got that Miami feel. It got that L.A. Bay feel. So I knew it was going to be something. And it's been received really well. It's on iTunes right now as well. You can go get it. So, yeah, right here.
All right. Another one by the homie Jay LaVita. Again, follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Jay LaVita, JayLaVita. What's your website? And if you got SoundCloud or anything else, tell them that real quick.
Yeah, soundcloud.com/JLaVita Music. You can check me out on YouTube, YouTube.com/JLaVita. Website will be coming up soon as well.
All right. Let's listen to this one last joint by Jay LaVita right here. And it's actually called Right Here on K100 Radio. You know, it's the best. Let's get it.
Baby girl, I got the juice.
You're
drunk in love, I'm 100 proof. Got me digging in my pockets for the keys to the coupe. She said she woke up like this. She gon' wake up in my bed the same way. Girl, I know you want this dick, and I can give it to you every day. Shorty got her ass like a Bugatti, and you best believe I wanna ride shoddy. She said you a cutie, we use a hottie, and it's a lobby.
Can you see the car?
That's me right here.
Drinks at the bar?
That's me right here.
Looking for a star?
That's me right here.
Right here.
Bring that ass over to me right here.
Come on.
Loving the crew, and my niggas loving them too. Them booties bubbling too, and the champagne bubbling too. Baby girl, your body timeless, an hourglass without the sand. You're moving your body like a snake, waiting till you see the flute, put it in a trance. Shorty got an ass like a Bugatti, and you best believe I wanna ride shoddy. She said you a cutie, well you the hottie, and that's a lobby girl. Can you see the car?
That's me right here.
Looking for a star.
That's me right here.
So
bring that ass over to me
right here.
Homie's got, he's got some music, man. He's got some loaded in the chamber for you cats, man. Got him loaded in the chamber. We ready to go. Got two bangers right there, man. I like put you on, I think, more for us, our rotation. But that one goes too, though. That was easier to go in the club. Especially, I can definitely hear that out there on the West Coast, man. You know what I'm saying? Top down. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Right.
Definitely dope music, man. Well, yo, shout out to you, man. Like I said, we're definitely going to add some of this music to rotation over here at K1's Radio. So, of course, show us some love and retweet those tweets and everything when you see them popping off. Anything you want to leave the people with before we get ready to go, though?
Nah, man, you said everything, man. Follow me, you know, Jaylavita, Jaylavita. Make sure you go cop them songs on iTunes. Want to thank K100 for having me out. And, stay on the lookout for new music. I got you.
Make sure you hit him up, man. Make sure you connect with him. Of course, if you didn't hear this live, you can catch the replay on our SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/K1Radio if you missed any of the interview. It'll be posted over there shortly. Shouts out to the homie, man. He's putting in work. Jaylavita, he's down in Miami. Say he's going to do a show with Colonel Loud. So, of course, you know, we'll go ahead and get this thing loaded up right here. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie, Jaylavita, man. All right, homie, we out of here, man. Thanks, okay. K100 Radio.
You know,
we out.
You know, California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing Christian from the one time. You get a content. Catch every at the red light. Wanna run at him sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flag. By the way, I never seen a better view. Not in Malibu. Bunch of bad, bad naked in the swimming pool. Hit the wave crash. Playing spades in the living room. Crack. Sound like a doggy style. In the living room. Corrupt got in the rip. Where the gas at? Moon rock. Got me acting like I never had you. Bank kid to a Hollywood address, ain't the real. 101, get your hair kicked. Woo, woo, spent more than a tad bit. Air hood, air set down. Sheesh, sheesh. Fun time for the wet coat. LA to face Sacramento, I decided to act out. Come on.
respect.
Yeah.
Blowing smoke out the roof, cookies to be exact. I'm always in Cali, cause this is where it's at.